Alex Cooper wants to work with the Joe Crowley soon. Shocking. One Love Foundation.
He's not doing that much anymore, but you know.
Okay, so these are all ones, like under this tab, are all the ones that they think that we should do as a committee. And these are all ones that either passed or failed for various reasons.
Perfect.
Honestly, the ones that passed, I was kind of like, what? And then other ones that failed are, okay, so why would we do that? So this is like a resolution in support of tutoring service for the public.
The public.
Absolutely not. Like, what?
The public.
Of course that failed. But I'll just kind of pass this around so you guys can kind of peruse it. Some of the things they did last year, they did like a scholarship, or tried to do a scholarship through like Kiva Juice, and that kind of just died when 84 came in, because 83, like none of them are in ASU anymore, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay, so we will call this meeting to order. So, all right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I call this meeting on the Committee on University Affairs to order on Friday, January 27th, 2017 at 1:22 p.m. in the President's Conference Room, third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Bradley?
Present.
Choose absent. Excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Cook?
Present.
Kirby?
He's not on anymore.
Fang?
Present.
Jackson?
Present.
Arquidi?
Present.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Really? Cool.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
repeat. A form is for
the call. Alright, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a do we have minutes?
We have them from October 6th.
Okay. Seeking a motion to approve. Senator Jackson.
I move to approve the minutes from October 6th, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Okay. So, and then I'll put the rest of these on the next couple of agendas. So moving into agenda item 5A, liaison updates. If you guys want to talk about what your, there's senator reports later in the agenda, so if you guys just want to talk about specifically what your liaisons have kind of been up to, and we've talked to them and whatnot, go ahead and do that now. So we'll just go around the table. So we'll start with, you look really nervous.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, Senator Craig.
So I guess, ISC, they just kind of like started up a semester. Last week, Marcello Vasquez and Shannon Ellis kind of came in to talk about the whole Signu incident. And it was kind of like really tense. But administrators, like this year, they're really trying to kind of see how they can help IFC and Penn Hellenic and MGC, because they think, well, like the students, at least from our perspective, like whenever we see administrators, we kind of assume it's because something bad happened. So now the administration kind of working to see how they can be more supportive of the Greek community. I don't know if Shannon Ellis is going to kind of come to us and see what we can do since a lot of us are Greek, but that's just kind of the assumption.
Cool. So that means you don't
follow?
Yeah. Or-ish. Well, tense. Okay. And then you're also with, which other liaisons?
I have no idea.
Lord. Okay, hold on. Let me grab it.
Sorry.
I know it's been a while. Okay. So, Senator Fang, you are with the Nevada Sagebrush, Insight, Brushfire, Wolfpack Radio, ISC, and then Veteran Affairs.
Okay. Well,
so.
I don't think the publications are really doing anything. I mean, last I heard was last semester when they came into Budget and Finance, and they've all just been kind of doing their own thing, really. And I know Wolfpack Radio, they're doing some podcasts now that I don't think many of the students know about, so I think we can help spread the word on that. And I haven't gone in touch with Veteran Affairs yet, so I'll try to email them.
Okay. With the publications, so I don't know the difference between, so the people that work for Center for Student Engagement, so this is definitely a question for you because you're Budget and Finance. So we allocate money to, like, those like in Sagebrush, Fire, Wolfpack, Radio, right? And then, like, it's up to their discretion how they use that money?
Yes.
And then, but they are, like, required to do training with the Center for Student Engagement? Is that, like, how it goes? Because I know my floor partner has, like, a dress code he has to wear now, and, like, there's, like, a lot of rules.
I think those things are all new. But, yeah, they do have, like, allocated money. And usually what they spend it on is mainly kind of, like, printing their stuff, especially for, like, Insight. Brushfire, it's all for like making their copies, and they also attend like a couple conferences a year, and their other expenditures would be just kind of like their launch parties and when they release stuff, and then just kind of like giving out swag to people.
Okay, I just thought of this. Do you guys think that we should have a liaison with Inkblot? Because I feel like a lot of the time they get kind of not like behind in their work, but could use some like oversight. But beyond like budget and finance between ASU and them, I don't know. It's just a thought. We don't have to have one, but I was kind of weird that we don't have one when we have one to you know every single publication. But we can look over that. Samir Cook.
I think that would be a good idea. Is the director of Inkblot still live more? Okay, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea to. Have a liaison for them. Just keep up with what they're doing, too.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because ASUN just does so much with Inkblot. Like, most of their orders are things. So just kind of, like, catching up. Because, like, why don't they have interns? Or, you know, they want interns, but does that have to go through Senate? Like, does that have to go through ASUN? Kind of just, like, we could be that liaison to them of like kind of explaining and us understanding more too, because I know I get confused like the line sometimes. So yeah, we could add that in to one of our liaisons later. So moving into Senator Taylor, doesn't have any yet. Could take over Senator Krupe's. Is the Wolf Shop and the Joe Crowley Student Union.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll just move you over to those. Contact. Well, you know all the context for that. Can you just give them the context for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Cook, any updates for you?
Since break started, I hadn't really talked to any of my liaisons, but I'll reach back out to them. I'm university libraries, so I don't think they do very much. But I can reach out to them, maybe take a tour of their facilities. Even though I go there regularly, but and then Panhellenic, I can send Megan Pepper another email and figure out when their council meetings are, and then maybe go to like a meeting.
Senator Jackson,
I'm pretty sure, and this is just because I've been looking at the schedule for the Joe. I believe they meet at 4 on Mondays in a room. 323, possibly?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
just a club
just
like list.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, there you go.
All right.
All good?
Yep.
And then I heard Pi Pi's coming back, so we'll have another panel in it.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting. It's good. We need more sororities on this. So, moving on to Senator Hoodie.
I don't really have an update, but I can get one. Or all of them? Could you remind me of mine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have athletics, which athletics is getting on my last nerve because they don't ever respond to my emails. But so it doesn't look like we're going to have the It's On Us basketball game anymore because Doug never got back to me ever. So tears. But we're going to look into just doing like commercials of the games. You know how they do them like in between quarters and stuff like that. We're going to see if like maybe they'll take that fee away or if we can sponsor some of that through one of the accounts. New student initiatives, events advisory board, student run councils, and parking and transportation.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Jackson.
Cool. So the DRC is still chugging along. It seems like they don't need much assistance from us. They've been well accustomed to now how Pennington, their office space is there, so that's cool. MGC, I'll have to double check when their meetings are, so that hopefully with my new schedule I can attend the meetings and mm-hmm. be there. Because I assume they had some sort of changing of the guard as well, just as IFC and Panhellenic has. So, yeah.
I'll look into that. DRC, there's like past legislation in there in regards to the DRC, so you might want to look at that.
I can look into that.
Some people were talking about how when students are like hurt, mm-hmm. how they get around campus, if that's like known. So I don't know, maybe if you meet with them again, okay. kind of just getting to know like how that process works. I might just go ask them, but because a lot of students, like when they're hurt, do they get like a golf cart to go around campus? And other campuses do that. Like, yeah. When I was down at UC San Diego, like if you're hurt, like you're on crutches or a wheelchair or something, mm-hmm. they will actually have like a golf cart like take you to class.
Yeah.
So.
So I know that for a fact, the DRC. I'm not sure about golf carts. I would say no, just because I don't foresee that being a part of their budget at mm-hmm. the moment. That's something we can look into implementing and asking them about, so that's a good idea. But in terms of other things like giving students crutches, DRC doesn't have that capability, or they don't have the resources to do that at the moment. So stuff we can look into, and yeah, I'll look into the binder.
Cool.
Thanks.
As for my updates, I have RHA and Dining Services. So Dining Services right now is going through a time where they're trying to decide if we want to stay with one, like the current food process production people that we go with for the last like 20 years in the DC, or a new one. So that's been kind of interesting, super riveting all the time. And we're just kind of... They're also talking about having swipes being taken different places on campus, not even in DC, just because a lot of students have complained that, oh, I have 4 or 5 swipes at the end of the week and all I can get is fruit and water, and they would rather just be able to use them here at the Joe or at Overlook, things like that. So they're trying to quantify like what a swipe would be worth, like with a specific meal at different places on campus. So that's one thing that they've been working on. As for Pack Fit, we've been working with RHA about doing some nutrition series with the dining committee. So we would just do like how to cook for yourself when you're not in the residence halls anymore, how to help like shop and grocery shop in a healthy way. So those are some of the things we've been working on for Pack Fit that also correlate to my liaison. So moving into Agenda 6A, editing the University Affairs Committee parts of the governing documents. Senator Cook, if you can kind of give an update on how you and Senator Duvall have been working together on. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't really talked to Senator Duvall about it very much, but I kind of just wanted to bring it back to the meeting today and talk to everybody and see what we all wanted to like agree on changing in it, because I know you had told me that you wanted what part was it that you wanted to take out?
It's we need to take out the part of the director of the night. We need to take out campus traditions and events. So that yellow highlighted part. Okay.
Gone.
And then we need to, well, you'll need to like write the legislation to look at that. And then you'll have to add the red part that's like, it says Director of Diversity and Inclusion.
Add that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I think that's it. Honestly, I don't think that our committee needs a lot of work in the governing documents. I like how broad University Affairs is. You can really do whatever in this committee. The problem is that this year I think we've been a little lax with what we actually do. And with us moving away from SSW and creating a director of sustainability, the things that SSW is doing in committee would fall under us now. So like going through the health insurance bill or resolution or whatever, that would start to fall under this committee more. Again, and so it's okay. It's just kind of what we need to be able to work with on all things. So, Senator Cook.
I have a note from when we talked about it back in December about adding more about initiatives. Do we still want to do that?
Yeah, I think under the part where it's talking about... the committee shall be responsible for all the promotion of Senate among the student body. Just in like that list of things that we're supposed to do, just adding like seek out initiatives for the university to take over. So like It's On Us or like a One Love is in there. Things like of that nature. Just so that it kind of gives a direction of like, oh, this committee can start working on promotion of different initiatives. So yeah, if you want to write that in there, that'd be good.
Okay.
And that can be on the same legislation as the other one, I believe.
So,
Senator Cook.
So add it where after, what part did you say?
Add it just in that list.
At the beginning, the okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
The weird like orange color.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. And
Senator Cook.
Then do you want me to write it up, bring it back to here, talk about it again, and then give it to Noah?
Yeah. Okay. So it has to pass through committee first, and then it'll go out to Senate.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So we're good with that part? Okay. We're going to move on to agenda item 6B, club funding manual, first right of refusal. Senator Fang, do you know that we need to write legislation for that, or if it's kind of the same deal with how the first clubs and orgs they went?
Yeah, it's like that. They kind of just put it in, and we have to just approve like the whole manual.
All right. Have they like talked about doing that?
Richard said he was totally for, and it seems like all his commissioners are, but he hasn't really gone back to me on whether or not it's actually written in there yet.
You might want to just like update him or kind of remind him. Okay, so we're gonna move into 6C Senator reports. I kind of just want to know overall what you guys have been working on. It doesn't have to be pertinent to this committee. Can kind of just be like whatever, because we don't really do them in Senate all the time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of good to know. So if you guys have anything, like you were talking about the like ultrasound thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else new with that, Senator?
I gave that idea off to Senator Blair,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, she didn't seem too into it for Health Week, but I could remind her and maybe try to get something out of that, because I thought it was a cool free service.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I still have all the paperwork for that, and I'll talk, because Director Beatty wanted to do that during Health Week, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to try to push for that.
If you want to come to PacFit meetings, I'll let you know when they are, and then we can totally work that into the schedule, I'm sure.
Perfect.
If you still have that contact.
Yeah.
Senator Cook?
When is Health Week again?
It's going to be...
March-ish.
I think it's like April-ish time. Somewhere around there. I have a direct week. Yeah, it's going to be April 3rd through the 6th. It's not going to be the full week because most people aren't here on Fridays. So Monday through Thursday that week. And there's going to be more coming out of that committee soon with information. Anybody else have anything to report? Okay, Senator Cook.
One of the things I was going to, that I proposed when I ran for Senate was the classes on the quad thing. So I think what I'm going to do is, we have 2 weeks till the new fitness center opens up. Maybe I'll go to Lombardi and try and talk to, who's the guy that comes into our meetings and talks to
Jim Simmons?
Simmons. I'll go to him or try to get a meeting with him and talk to him about maybe having classes on the quad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think that'd be a cool thing, especially once spring starts and starts warming up a bit. I feel like a lot of people would like to do that, so
yeah.
I'll just try and get started on that.
Okay, cool. And I also asked you guys in that thing on the Facebook page. Okay, so we're doing an It's On Us video. I don't know if you guys have seen the It's On Us videos, but I just kind of fill like these roles of good students who would be in the video. So right now I have like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, athlete, sorority, fraternity, clubs, ASUN, Res Life, Joe Staff, Instagram, famous people, outspoken, kind of just these like characters basically. Can you guys think of any more that would like really encompass like a diverse kind of group? MGC too.
Introverts.
Senator Taylor.
Introverts.
Introverts. Okay, and we just need to like fill these positions, Senator Fang.
Maybe someone from like the Center for Student Cultural Diversity.
What about professors?
Yeah, okay. Professors. Or like two, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we can like think of some people, who would be like a good freshman to be in the video? I know you guys know like at least one freshman. Senator Cook.
What about one? Do you have anybody from like the dorms?
Oh yeah, I can do. I have. Yeah. That's my people. Okay. I'll do like Alex or something. You guys are like both here with them every day, so sophomores. Half of you are sophomores.
I mean, I'm a sophomore.
Mm. And these need to be good people for like a video. Could actually like speak, Senator. You're quitting.
When is this video being filmed?
You know, Inkblot and I have a really interesting relationship lately. So, whenever Alexis and I can sit down and like really start hammering out some dates, I just want to have like people prepared for her, just so that her and Corey or whoever ends up doing our video, it could be Connor or something, have kind of a direction before I'm just like, so I want this video done for, you know, blah 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 date. And they're like, well, what else do you want me to do? So, we're going to shoot for April, before April for sure, because that's when we want to have, like, the majority of It's On Us stuff, because that's sexual assault prevention month. So, cool. Juniors.
Man.
You guys have friends. You can be your friends. You know that, right? Seniors.
E-Rock.
Yeah.
So,
Eric Hunsicker, maybe.
Okay. An athlete? Senator Fang?
Can I ask Cameron Oliver?
I don't know that, so.
He's like the best basketball player I know on the team.
Yeah.
Okay. He's awesome.
Basketball. Sorority? Senator,
you're Sydney Leth.
Okay, fraternity. Oh, we're gonna stay out of your guys' fraternities. So let's.
Why don't we have like Cole, like the IC president, also the athletic president?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Smart.
Who's the new panelist? Or is it still Brenna?
I'm pretty sure panelitic president is Alicia Cawthorn. She works in the Joe as well. I can reach out to her.
Okay. Alicia. Somebody that represents clubs.
Sure.
Maybe one of the commissioners.
Yeah.
ASUN. Any of us, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll figure out that later.
Yeah,
Res Life. Let's do like Matt Denny. You guys know him?
Yeah.
He did like Green Dot training for us, so he's a nice guy. Joe Staff, what about you?
So it really, sorry.
You said it was Joe Staff.
It actually really depends on the day we do it, because then we can just pull Joe Staff. Or if any raid, there are a bunch of new people and not a lot of them know how to talk, and I don't trust a lot of them on camera. So at any rate, depending on how busy the day is, what time we do it, I can just put on my FS shirt and do that.
Okay,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anybody who is Instagram famous or heavily social media involved? I kind of say like Grant Luba, but he's all about sexual assault prevention.
I'll put it in. Yeah, that's a good idea. They might not even think this would be cool. Outspoken, Senator Taylor. My secretary, my intern had, has like 8,000 followers. Alex Martinez. Anthony Martinez.
Okay, I love him. MGC, maybe I kind of want to get what's his name? Gabe's girlfriend. What's her name?
Shelby?
Yeah, she's so nice. I can't realize it. Introverts, I don't know who that would be.
I don't know any introverts.
I mean, I know them, but I don't know them. I could be you represent introverts.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how easy it would be to get someone who's, actually introverted to, be a part of a video that's going to be shown. from my understanding, all around campus. So I don't know if we want to... I don't know how we want to touch that or if we want to touch that at all.
I bet our new football coach, Jay Norville, would be down. Just he's new and he probably wants some exposure.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I like that. What's his name again?
Jay Norville. N-O-R-V-E-L-L.
Okay. somebody from the center.
Oh god, what's her name?
Sandy's here.
No, Sandra. Sandra Mitrovich, however you say that.
Yeah. Two professors. They gotta be a general class, I'm thinking, so people recognize them. It can't be my environmental science teachers.
Yeah.
Senator Cook.
David Fenimore. I know he teaches CH202, English, and I think another class.
That's
so
good.
You could do all those freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We could even do yes, under your
Dean Innitz.
Oh
yeah.
Yes, we're 100%. Alright, that's the list I have. And I have class soon, so we're gonna move into item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 1:48. So John's class is not mandatory, so we can have the meetings at 1 o'clock, not 1:15.
Okay.